At the time of the 004 trial, Caprisa also helped meet needs that were not research-related by contributing to building local schools and developing adolescent support groups to address non-medical factors that contribute to HIV. Caprisa also increased the number of local healthcare clinics that provide prevention, family planning services, and HIV counseling and testing. Now you will hear from my colleague, Dr. Salim Karim, talk about why the Caprisa 004 trial was so successful.
It is a deep concern that we have so many PrEP trials and microbicide trials where adherence is a problem. I think one of the central reasons why participants might join a trial and yet not follow the procedures and adhere to the medication is the way in which they are drawn into the study. In that, microbicides are designed for women at risk who want to actively protect themselves from HIV and who are not able to use existing technologies like condoms. But instead, when we enroll in PrEP and microbicide trials, we've tended to enroll the women at highest risk and the most mobile. Indeed, these are women who will need such a product, but not likely to be those who will actually use such a product, even if it was available. So we've got to focus on the group that would actually be the target group that we would expect to use such a product if it was available. So we've got to start focusing and enrolling those kinds of women in our microbicide and PrEP trials. Now make no mistake, we've also made those mistakes in the Caprisa trials. I think we've occasionally enrolled women who were not the primary target population for the product. And I think we've had to change that. And one of the ways we've done that is we've chosen to work with women from communities where we have a strong bond, a relationship of trust and commitment, where we provide care, where we assist in the upgrading of schools, we are involved in supporting the community in a range of different ways that are not specifically child-related. It's this partnership that means that the community's voice is as important as ours. It's not merely about community engagement where we are discussing what we want only, but it's a position of give and take where we are both trying to find what each other wants. And that's what builds mutual respect. So it's this kind of relationship that reduces the risk, it doesn't totally prevent it, but certainly reduces the risk of enrolling participants that will not follow the trial protocol and adhere to the medication. This is the kind of community to draw participants where there's this unspoken compact of mutual respect.